Hello, and welcome to The Real Short Box Talks. My name is Kevin.
I'm Donald.
And I'm Jared.
Today, we are having a very special podcast. We call it Superhero Smackdown.
Nice.
Apparently, Jared's an old claim jumper now.
So. Yeah.
Give
me all your gold.
What we're going to do is we're going to have a very fun debate today. We're going to have a superhero versus another superhero.
Maybe or villain.
Or villain, whatever the case may be. So, a matchup we've never seen before. And we're going to have basically a debate. We're going to start with one from each panelist here, or each host. And then we're going to do a second round. So round one will be, what's your first one, Jared?
My first one is one we have actually seen before, but I thought it was complete bullshit the way they showed it. My superhero smackdown is Aquaman versus Namor the Submariner.
All right. And then, Donald, what's your first round matchup?
My first one is going to be one of my favorite topics. It's going to be the Master of Magnetism, Magneto.
Nice, nice.
Mm-hmm. Versus the All-American Superman.
Wow.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not.
Wow. All right. And then my first round matchup is something that not many people have thought about, but maybe you have thought about. Resurrection Man versus Professor Xavier's son, Legion.
Interesting.
It is an interesting one. All right, so let's go first here. So, Aquaman. I'm just going to do a basic rundown of powers for each, and then I'm going to tell you who I think would win and why, and then we'll open it up to discussion. Aquaman, this is a hard one. I kind of just, for each of my Smackdowns, I went straight up Wikipedia, superpowers, and abilities. Aquaman, his, because DC loves to reboot the shit out of their shit all the time. They have given his powers have switched a lot, but so I'm going to kind of with basic rundown. Basic is obviously he is King of Atlantis. He's a king. He has super strength. To his levels, I'm not sure how high they get. He's definitely not going toe to toe with a Superman, but he's a strong guy. He also has, if you're going with his past powers. As we all know, he can communicate with marine life of all sorts and, in a sense, control them or ask for help. He is a king, so he knows how to lead.
Right. He's not only the king of Atlantis, he's the king of the sea.
He's the king of the sea, which apparently takes up quite a bit of the world.
Probably about 70% of the...
Which is more than half.
Yes, more than half. I mean, that's no joke there. Basically, you're saying he has dominion over the fish.
Right.
The whales.
Fish dominion.
Right.
Eels.
Right.
Squids.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
The largest creature in the world, which is what, the blue whale?
Blue whale?
Blue whale?
Yeah.
Back whale?
Sounds like the size of a house.
Well, yeah. It's funny you should mention the whale, because I'm going to get into that, too. So then... you also, some writings of him have had magic, like it almost made him an elemental, like he could control water once he lost his hand and it became like solid water because this, I think it was the Lady of the Lake, imbued some magic on him. So it's kind of murky with his power sometimes. Now you have Submariner, who is pretty much more concrete. He's, same thing, he was Prince of Atlantis, and then he became ruler and king of Atlantis too, and the sea, so to speak. He has super strength, which to me goes a little higher than what I've seen of Aquaman. He's gone toe-to-toe with the Hulk. He's gone toe-to-toe with most of the big strong guys in the Marvel Universe, the Thing and such. He can fly at vast speeds, and he also has had some control over the marine life. But this is where I'm going to kind of nix the control of marine life on both sides, is, I guess, aside from dolphins... Marine life is not that smart as far as what we know of their brain pattern. So they've said that, like, yes, you can control these guys, but that doesn't mean they're going to really be that effective, you know, unless it's just something really simple like shark bite or something like that.
Giant squid could be pretty effective, or an octopus.
True. They're highly intelligent.
Yeah, okay, so squid and octopus. So pretty much you're going to want your army on both sides of squid, octopi, and sharks for biting, and dolphins for, you know...
Also highly intelligent and very horny.
I was going to say, dolphins for raping.
And loving.
You can have the dolphins sexually assault the other guy. But, so I almost want to nix that because as fun as it would be to see a bunch of like dolphins and stuff like just attacking each other.
I can't see Flipper doing that. I can't see that.
Well, believe it would happen.
Oh my,
yeah.
Oh my God.
The octopi army is like, we have to retreat. Why? Yeah. We're getting humped to death.
Right. So, okay. So the only time we've seen this battle from what I can recall was there was that, I think it was in the 90s, there was the DC versus Marvel Universe crossover they did. It was
Access,
just,
finally,
like the big thing, because they did the amalgam thing, but this was actually where it was like the real characters versus the real characters. And you saw some fights, and then you saw Batman versus Captain America. You saw Superman versus Thor.
Wolverine versus Lobo.
Yeah,
Superman versus the Hulk.
And the Hulk, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were very brief, though. They were all very, like, I don't know how they even decided who won what.
It was a vote.
Was it a vote?
Yeah.
That's right, it was a vote. So there was one that I don't know if that was up for vote, but it was the Aquaman versus Submariner. From what I recall, it wasn't even, which pisses me off, because you should dedicate, like, a whole book to each of those fights.
I agree.
It was like two panels, and it was like Aquaman and Submariner going like, hey, you're a fish guy, and you're a fish guy. You're the ocean guy. You're the ocean guy. And then Aquaman goes, oh, yeah? And a giant whale flies out of the ocean and lands on Submariner, and that was the end of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Not that Aquaman couldn't do that, but...
No response by Namor. It's
no response. That was it. He got crushed by a whale, and the fight was over. I would like to think that in comic book world, like a hit by a whale is maybe equal to a punch by a Hulk. You know, like one punch. Namor has survived that and then some.
That's so lazy storytelling.
It was completely lazy storytelling. So I don't know if that was a fan vote one or if they just wanted to do that one real quick. Complete bullshit. Now, here's the thing. Here's who I think would win and why. I think Submariner wins the fight. I think Namor wins, and it's not an easy one. In fact, it was really hard because when I was doing it, I was like, Aquaman has a bunch of, like I said, he's been rebooted so many times, so there's a bunch of kind of up-in-the-air talents that he has. There's magic involved. There's some said he can control the water.
Mm-hmm.
If he can control water, and we're going with that, I would probably edge it towards Aquaman. If we're going straight, just basic Kanan.
Yeah, I would have to go to Aquaman, because it's pretty much, it'd be like some human controlling the air.
Yeah, and you're complete.
Breathe, you know?
Yeah. So I will say that is my asterisk. If Aquaman, if we're talking Aquaman who can control ocean water and he's an elemental, Aquaman wins because you cannot fight the entire ocean no matter who. He would fight, almost beat up most people.
Right.
But if it's just literally strength, the tactician, you know, being a good tactician, strength, durability, I'm canceling out the controlling marine life because if they can both do it, it's kind of like, your shark eats my shark. It's just whoever, like, I guess, gets to the most.
Negates, yeah.
Whoever has the last shark basically wins.
Exactly. But on straight-up strength, and it's funny, in saying this, and I already had Namor picked, but in saying this, I don't recall Aquaman being able to fly.
That's true.
Namor can fly. So they both obviously want the fight by the ocean because that's where they're strongest. Namor can go in and out of the ocean.
You say he's amphibious.
And he's amphibious. He can attack from both ends. Aquaman can do the same thing, but if you throw in the flying, you have way more plans of attack.
Does he still have those lame wings on his ankles?
I don't know.
Those were pretty terrible, I've got to say.
Yeah, if he has the wings too.
Then they took that from was it the god Mercury from FTD?
which made no sense for an underwater character. Yeah. I never understood the wings. Never had a problem with them, but never understood that if that was his only way, he could fly. But... I give it to Namor just because I think they're both I just think Namor's a little more brutal as far as what I've read of him. As far if it was just we're going to have a fight and one of us is going to kill the other.
I think Namor's a little more nasty is what you're saying.
I think he's a little more nasty and I think he would go below the belt to win the fight.
Hmm.
I also just think with strength wise, what I've seen of him and what I've seen of Aquaman, they've definitely made Aquaman much stronger in recent issues and recent storylines. Like when he was in that Grant Morrison, Howard Porter, JLA in the 90s, they definitely started making Aquaman. That's to me where I started giving Aquaman respect, I thought. But I don't know. I just give it to Namor. I think at the end of the day, he's just more, like you said, nasty, more brutal. And I think he's got a couple more options with the flying and all that stuff. So
okay.
That's a good one.
All right. What, I've been thinking about this a little bit, and primarily because I was also thinking about... Kevin and I were talking the other day about an Aquaman-Namor fight. And we kind of already knew that that was going to be something you were going to bring in.
Really?
Because we didn't really tell each other everything we were going to bring in and, you know, kind of try to surprise each other at some point.
Right.
But we kind of had that one picked. So my biggest thing with this fight is Namor, I agree, can be definitely more brutal.
Right.
He's more cunning in that way.
Right.
He has that lack of sympathy.
Right.
Because he's all about Namor.
The ego, yeah.
But here's where this comes into play for me. Aquaman is all about his people.
Right.
He's fighting for hundreds of thousands of people. Namor's right. fighting for himself. That's yeah. usually the way that works.
Because even with Atlantis, he's like, so yeah, I'm their king, and then sometimes like,
so basically what you're saying is you're giving the edge to the family guy.
The edge to the guy.
What do you have more to fight for?
That has more to fight for.
Yeah.
Also, dealing with the arrogance factor on Namor. Namor's really freaking he's just cocky as shit.
Look at his eyebrows. They're always in a cocky.
Yeah, he's just cocky as shit. He's got such an attitude. He thinks he's, you know, he can take on anybody. He's the best, blah, blah, blah. Aquaman is more of the sit back, let you talk your shit, and then whoop your butt kind of guy.
I would totally give you that, right.
So for me, those two elements, he's got more to fight for, and he's less cocky when he's thinking. He's not thinking necessarily that he's going to go in winning this fight, but he's trying to figure out ways that he can win it. Namor's right. just going to go in thinking he can win it. He's going to come in and think, oh, I can whoop this guy.
You know, this reminds me of a little Game of Thrones reference here. The Battle of the Bastards. Jon Snow versus Ramsay Snow. Ramsay Snow is kind of like Namor in a way. Just very cocky. I can just take anyone out. Jon Snow has something to fight for, and he's thinking how we can beat.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I took out the animals, the sea animals, you know, fighting each other. And I also took out the whole mystical elements of Aquaman and the fact that he can control water.
Yeah.
But if that was in there, the water controlling.
Right. Yeah.
He could manipulate the water in your body, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the end of everybody. Right. And anybody that he wanted to. Aquaman would then become one of the most powerfulest characters in any universe.
Right. Mega level power.
They've bantied back and forth with, and I totally love that they're giving Aquaman like respect now, and this Jason Momoa is gonna only add to that. But no, because if it's one of those guys, if you look at him, Aquaman is a badass. We just all had our little kid super friends, orange, blonde dude in his green tights, fish tights. You know, just swimming and going like, I need to go on a giant seahorse, which doesn't exist, but stupid. I can ride on a giant seahorse with Aqualad.
Yeah, his past is not so strong, but his they've really beefed him up. They made him a character to watch out for, and that's why I would give Aquaman the slight edge over Namor, just for those instances, and even taking out the mystical powers and stuff.
Right. And to be fair, I honestly can't argue. Researching this one, Namor is definitely more of a favorite character from mine by far, but it was really hard to pick and choose of, like, you know, who. And I definitely think it's like if they fight 10 times, one's going to win 5 and one's going to win 5 kind of thing. Like, it's going to be pretty tight. Yeah.
However you look at it. I think it's going to come down to
strategy, tactics.
Yeah. It's going to be like a playoff game, whichever team, you know, brought their A game that day.
More that day.
Yeah. Yes, but this one's going to sudden death, no doubt about it.
Right. What are your thoughts, Kevin?
I can't add much to this. I mean, you guys have hit everything on the head. I would probably give a slight edge to Aquaman.
You son of a bitch! I'm sorry.
I would give a slight edge to Aquaman because I like the strategic mind. I think Aquaman is definitely more of a chess player than Namor. You know, Namor will be playing checkers.
Namor is all emotion.
He's playing checkers. You know, Aquaman would be playing
and
chess.
And he just dangle invisible woman in front of him.
I was just going to say,
it's all over after that.
Sorry, Reed. I know we're friends sometimes, but I want your wife. Right. What?
Awkward.
Yeah. That's how I roll. I'm an emotional guy.
That's how you can explain
you son of a bitch,
wife.
Namor.
That would be an easy one.
That probably gets muttered by more Marvel characters than anybody. You son of a bitch, Namor. All right, who's next?
I was going to go ahead and go, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
I wanted to bring my A game here with my A players. And this is an argument, and Jarrett would know, that I've had many times in groups on Facebook and just in general about the fight between Magneto and Superman. Yeah,
shout out to the Super Palookas.
Right. So, as far as powers are concerned, Magneto is the master of magnetism. He can manipulate an entire planet's electromagnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
He has magnetic force fields,
uh-huh.
magnetic rays that he can project, magnetic flight, he can fly,
uh-huh.
geomagnetic link. He's tied very close to the Earth's EM field.
Mm-hmm.
He knows instinctively all that happens to it.
Mm-hmm.
He has a gravity reduction. He can shut off gravity within a limited radius of himself. He's a metal matter manipulator. Basically, he can use part of this with other parts to create elements. So he can actually create elements. This is something that's huge. Metallic bonding, organic iron manipulation within someone's body.
I was just going to say, this kind of goes with the Aquaman water thing.
Yep.
The iron in the blood.
And that one still exists for this guy. Yep. Electromagnetic sight. By concentrating, Magneto can perceive the world around himself as patterns of magnetic and electrical energy. That one's crazy. He can channel vast amounts of magnetic energy through his body for the purpose of potentially granting himself superhuman strength, superhuman stamina, superhuman durability, electromagnetic spectrum manipulation we've talked about, astral projection, telepathic resistance, and a genius-level intellect.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a military, he's had military training, and he's an excellent strategist. Now, we go to the other side. We go to Superman. Superman has the Kryptonian physiology. Now that he's resilient and biologically more effective than human tissue, so he can take more than a normal human body can. His solar energy absorption, which is how he gets his powers, from the yellow sun. Mm-hmm. He's got superhuman strength, of course. He's invulnerable, so his skin's very hard to penetrate, except for by something, say, kryptonite-y.
Yeah.
He has superhuman stamina, flight, superhuman speed, superhuman hearing, super smell, super scream, although that one's kind of been, I think, put by the wayside.
He just yelled so loud he blew my head off.
Right, and healing factor as well, although I think that's been a little bit put by the wayside as well. He has super breath, heat vision, super vision. He has the ability to see the electromagnetic spectrum as well. Telescopic vision, microscopic vision, x-ray vision, all that. He is also a master combatant and has about the same genius level as Magneto. So those are the big things.
Those are the stats.
Those are the stats. And this comes courtesy of superherodatabase.com. So I pulled that up on there.
Very detailed.
Yeah, because this was the most detailed I could find online. And it was actually really cool. So it's a cool site if you guys want to check it out. My hat's off to you gentlemen or ladies that created it. In this fight, this is a tough one for me because I've argued over and over and over again that Magneto can take Superman.
Okay.
And this is not going to be a popular opinion by anyone. In fact, there's only a few other people that has shared that opinion with me. But my thoughts behind it are Magneto is a master strategist, more so than Superman.
I agree.
Magneto has run an island. He's run a meteor planet.
Asteroid M.
Yes, he's basically had to protect his people, his mutant people.
Well, if you asked him, he does protect all of mutant kind.
Yeah, if you asked him. Yeah, he would, if you saw him in a bar, he would not be shy about telling you that. So he's very much a military mind. He's very strategic. He's going to have things in place when Superman comes to call him. He's going to know that's coming. He's going to know when Superman's coming because he can sense it in the magnetic range of the spectrum. So he can use his powers, his magnetic powers.
You know what's funny? You mentioned that now. Come to think of it, it'd be kind of like if Lex Luthor, if he had the mind of Lex Luthor to go with those magnetic powers.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much the same thing. Yeah. He can use the electromagnetic spectrum to see and to sense Superman before he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Superman can do the same thing, don't get me wrong, but Superman's not going to be waiting on Magneto to come to him.
Mm-hmm.
Magneto's going to wait on Superman to come to him because he's going to have things in play. He's going to have created kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have that battlefield lined with it everywhere.
You know, it'd be funny. He might be wearing kryptonite armor.
That would completely make sense. He could create that and attach it to himself. He can also, and here's what I'm thinking, landmines.
Uh-huh.
He can cover the battlefield with landmines covered with lead.
Yes.
Yep.
With kryptonite underneath that he's created. Superman gets near that. Boom, boom, boom. They go off, start penetrating his skin. He's weak as a kitten.
Right.
He gets the Magneto. Now, the other argument is going to be Superman's super speed.
Yeah.
Superman's going to be so incredibly fast that he will just blow through anything.
Doesn't matter the reaction
time. Right. But, like Kevin said, if Magneto was wearing something kryptonite, he then...
Before he even gets to him, he's right, weakened. Yeah.
He's already weakened. And he can radiate that kryptonite through his electromagnetic field. He can radiate that power of that kryptonite through himself and create a force field of kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
So Superman, while he might be fast enough, if Magneto's already sitting there with his force field up, he's not going to get to him. And then it becomes a waiting game. Superman will be like, okay, well, I'll just wait on Magneto's powers to fail.
I even got to side with the Magneto thing, almost in the vein of how you were saying about Aquaman having more to fight for.
Mm-hmm.
Using Superman's just... Magneto never has a problem killing humans.
Mm-mm.
He can say, he'll definitely be one of the guy who'll be like, yeah, there's some good humans. You know, I play basketball with some good ones.
He's all about the ends justifying the means.
Yeah.
Right.
But he would have no problem. So Superman is all about maintaining life and protecting. If Magneto is like, hey, before we even get into this fight, if you don't eat that kryptonite sandwich I have made for you right now, I'm going to let all these missiles just explode and kill all these humans who, to me, are just flat scans, and they hate mutants anyway, so I have no compunction about killing them all. I'm going to kill them all unless you eat that kryptonite. Superman is such the Boy Scout, he would be like, fine, I'll take a nibble, you know, or something like that, or try, right. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Magneto's definitely got the edge on that.
He could definitely use his morals against him.
I just thought about something, too. Is it possible for Magneto to cause a solar eclipse?
That's another thing.
As a way to power absolutely. Superman's ability, because he needs the yellow sun or to
take away his power. If Magneto got into space and was able to move the moon over in front of the sun and block it completely,
right?
No more power for Superman. Yeah, the other way you could look at it is, he could also, and this was another controversial one, he could also use the own gravitational pull of Earth itself to push Superman down into the ground,
right,
into the crust of the Earth, and continue to pile metal rubble after metal rubble and Earth over and over and over on top of Superman. Every punch Superman made to get out, another pile lands on him. Another punch, another pile, another punch, another pile, until Superman's been fighting for 15, 16 hours. He's got no access to sunlight. Mm-hmm. He's getting weaker. He's getting weaker. He's piling more and more and more to eventually... Superman can hold his breath for a long time, don't get me wrong. But as long as Magneto is still alive, kicking, and strong enough, he can continue to pile that stuff on top of Superman and keep him under from getting to that sunlight and therefore weaken him enough that he can destroy him. He can also... Here's the other part of that. He can have, while he's piling this stuff on top, he can have kryptonite like earthworm type things, you know what I mean? Working its way through the earth on all sides, starting to puncture inside Superman as he's buried, fighting his way out, thereby poisoning his blood, weakening him to the point of near death, to where all Magneto has to do is open the earth back up, pull Superman back out with whatever metals in his body, which will also be some of that kryptonite, lay him on the ground, and then just smother him with a magnetic force field, and it's over.
Well, I was going to say too, we've seen Superman bleed, right?
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, he's got Kryptonian physiology, but we don't know if there's iron in... If there's any iron in a Kryptonian's blood...
If he's eating, there's definitely food in his digestive system that will have iron in it that Magneto can control.
Yeah.
That's another... He'll just rip his gut out.
Right.
You know? But in order to do that, he would have to be able to have that kryptonite. The kryptonite's the key.
Yeah.
If Magneto can't get kryptonite in or around Superman, Magneto's done.
Yeah.
There's no way, because Superman's too strong, too fast, and too clever.
Yeah.
He's dealt with these types of scenarios before. The robot guy that always haunts Superman, what's his name? Metallo always has kryptonite on him. Oh, I opened my chest,
right,
kryptonite.
Yeah. And he's
Superman's
done.
Fought that a million times.
Yeah.
So he's aware of that. But he's never fought anybody that's been able to create and manipulate.
No, and Magneto. Kryptonite. It's funny you said Magneto because I'm reading the current Inhumans versus X-Men, and there's a lot of tactical Magneto stuff to take down the Inhumans.
Yeah,
because they realize how much of a threat they are, and it's very. He's very brutal. Like Magneto is definitely the guy who's just like, if you're not mutant kind, then I have no problem destroying you. That's pretty much so. Like, that's what I was saying. He could use the idea of threatening humans or human life. Or
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. I've got, you know, all he has to do is just pick up all the policemen's guns out of every police station.
Yeah.
Arm them. Move them out on their own into the street. Yeah. And he can, I'm going to kill millions of people.
Yeah.
You're not fast enough, Superman. Eat this.
Yeah.
You know, that's
to add to this, to really up the ante, what if he broke in and took control of Cerebro?
He could. He could easily do that.
Magneto takes control of Cerebro to enhance his powers in some way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, God knows, that's just
or ridiculous. Just using the Earth itself to enhance his power, like we were saying, the electromagnetic spectrum. Field. Just taking pretty much the power of the Earth against Superman. I mean, that's...
There is one counterpoint real quick.
Okay.
The Earth's core itself. Could that repower him if he got down to the Earth's core? Would that give enough power, you know, to kind of give him a little second...
I don't know if that's ever been thought up or discussed. That certainly
that's could also be like that's magma, but
that's more
right?
geothermal.
Yeah, geothermal than
solar. I don't think so necessarily. Here's another thing I thought of that would even put one more on Magneto's plate the fact that if he can control and create just chemicals and minerals and elements. Could he possibly...
Just create kryptonite, essentially?
Control a mind.
Oh, control a mind.
Could he control the Hulk? Could he use his powers of the electromagnetic spectrum, of the balance in someone's body, to give them thoughts of pain and rage towards a particular person? Say, Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Could he do that to the point to where the Hulk then would come after Superman and do his fighting for him, weaken Superman to the point where Magneto just comes in and finishes the job.
Mm-hmm.
Could he do that? That's a question I don't know. And anybody listening out there that would like to chime in or respond or something, you know, definitely please let us know your thoughts on this because I'm curious about
it. Let me add another little twist to this. Let's say Magneto got his hands on a Green Lantern ring and manipulated it in such a way.
I mean, it's powered by will, and nobody's will is stronger than Magneto's.
Right. So on the record, who would you pick?
You know, after all of this talk, I think I have to agree with Donald on this. I think Magneto defeat Superman. Especially, again, I always love we talked about earlier, about the chess versus checkers. I definitely believe that Magneto is always playing chess.
Yeah, always.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I too
agree. No offense to Kal-El, but I think you're in trouble.
Yeah.
I've got some converters here, some believers.
Superman.
Now, I know people in the comments section are going to be very pissed off at you, Donald. They're going to think you're an idiot.
No, that's fine. Yeah. We'll argue this till the end of days.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure my Aquaman one will definitely, yeah. So, who do you got, Kev?
I have David Haller, known as Legion, versus Mr. Mitch Shelley, known as Resurrection Man. Resurrection Man, as we know, has the power of immortality via resurrection, and every time he comes back, he's granted a new power. And usually whatever that new power is, it kind of improves upon whatever killed him before.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be matched up against David Haller, who is the son of Professor Xavier. He suffers from a multiple personality disorder, and each personality has a different power. You know, one may be of the telepathy, telekinesis, one might be of time travel. It's all about timing, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about perfect timing. If Mitch Shelley comes back with a particular power, it might be able to counteract whatever personality and whatever power that Legion has at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to give a slight edge to Legion, because I think his timing might be a little bit better. I think he might have the right power at the right time. Let's say, for example, one of his personalities, the one that has the power of time travel, he can go back in time, kind of similar to what happened, you know, in the pre-Age of Apocalypse, trying to go and take out Magneto before he becomes Magneto, so to speak, you know, and kill him.
Is that what it was? I remember that was what started the Age of Apocalypse.
It was called Legion Quest.
Yeah. Did he go back in time and kill him? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he went back 20 years in the past, from that point, to like when Xavier and Magneto were friends. Oh. I think that there's, it's like sometime after college, whatever, you know, they're just hanging out. They're in their 20s, and basically he's trying to kill Magneto, but Xavier gets in the way in time before he takes the deadly blow, and Xavier gets killed. So my concept of this particular battle, I'm thinking that if Legion or David went back in time, to be even better, go before Miss Shelley was born, just finds his parents and kill him. It's a wrap.
So he has dissociative identity disorder.
Yes, he does.
And each personality
has a different psychic power. Yes.
Yeah.
He could get somebody that's meek and scared. You know, if he has that personality. Have they all been discovered?
I don't think so.
I remember,
most of them have, but I think there's still like a couple out there that still haven't been.
There's always a couple.
I just remember the first New Mutant storyline with him. He had three at that point.
Mm-hmm.
He had, one was a girl that was a pyrokinetic.
Yeah, pyrokinetic.
And she was like angry, and then there was a telekinetic and a telepath. But yeah, now with the reality warping ones, it's kind of hard because to me what comes to mind is Erratic. They're both erratic characters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Legion obviously has a mental illness,
mm-hmm,
with great power. And each of those, so it could just be like there's no planning for that. Then you have Mitch Shelley, Resurrection Man, comes back with a different power that he doesn't really control either.
Right.
So this could be a really interesting battle because it could just be Legion just killing him constantly with different fucked, like, you know, like, you're burning alive now. Ah! It comes back as some rock monster that you can't burn alive.
Right.
But
right,
he can telekinetically throw a boulder at you and crush you. Then you come back as, you know, something completely invulnerable, but then he can telepathically shut your mind off. Yep. But then you come back to something that's complete, you know, so it's like,
it's going to be a back and forth.
It could be a complete back and forth.
This could go on forever and ever, forever and ever.
So you're saying Legion, right?
Yeah, I'm giving the slight edge Legion, just because I'm thinking maybe at some point the timing would be right. He would have that personality.
Time travel
back and say, okay, I'm just going to kill you before you're even born.
If he's right. of sound mind.
Is he, right. Yes, is he,
right.
he's of yes. sound mind.
He's of sound mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think, Jared?
It's hard. I like both these characters, and I like...
They're both very fascinating
characters.
I recommend highly that you guys seek these characters out and learn more.
You know, it's funny. You could probably collect both of them because they're not really in much of anything.
No.
So it wouldn't be too difficult to collect.
Very reasonably priced.
Yeah, reasonably priced.
God, who do I give it to? That is a hard one.
See, it's really a mind twister, is it? Because it's all, like I said, it's all about timing. It's like, at this time, if this guy dies at this point, it comes back with this, and if this guy's right personality disorder is on this particular power,
well,
what happens?
Yeah. You keep thinking. I already know.
All right, what's your opinion, sir?
It's going to go to Legion.
Okay, you agree with me on
Legion. And the only reason why I agree with you is because Mitch Shelley doesn't care enough. The man doesn't...
Motivation.
Most of the time, the man doesn't even know who the hell he is.
Right,
and when he dies and comes back... He's confused, and he's just going to keep getting killed over and over and over. And he's going to be like, you know what? This battle's gone on for like 20 hours. I'm tired. I don't give a shit. I don't even know who I am.
Right.
I just want to leave. Right. And that's exactly what he would
do. You win, dude.
You win, you crazy son of a bitch.
Right.
I'm walking away. You know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of thing to me that it's just going to come down to. Basically, it would be a draw.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mitch Shelley would just give up and walk away. And I'm not saying that necessarily makes Legion the winner.
Right.
But if we're talking about standing in a battle and continuously staying then Legion's
going
to win because Mitch Shelley is going to quit.
Yeah.
He's going to give up.
It sounds kind of ironic, but if it's to the death, if it's to the death, I give it to Legion because I think... Legion will eventually... Resurrection Man will just keep coming back. Legion will finally just be like, the time shit. You know what? That personality will kick and be like, what if I fucking went back in time and fucking killed his mom? You know, like that.
Yeah, that would happen. Eventually that thought would come to his mom.
Right.
But let's say, for example, Legion fires a blaster and it kills him. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to come back with a power that makes him invulnerable to blasters.
But he'd become like energy or
he
something.
He could become
like,
some type of energy
that
could travel in time.
Right.
He could just come back with time travel because let's face it, if you get killed, one way to resurrect yourself and to survive a blast or a fight would be to time travel.
You know what?
So even if what you're saying, if he went back in time and murdered his parents before he was born.
I'm saying, and you're talking about Legion right there,
yes,
right?
Yes, Legion.
I'm saying Mitch Shelley could come up with that time travel power himself before his multiple personalities kick in.
Okay, you know
and
what?
Say, you know what? So now I'm starting to think about flipping my vote on this too.
I have to admit, I was going back and forth. Okay. No. Now, because I'm remembering...
Something, okay.
I'm remembering reading the very first Resurrection Man series, and there was a time he got, like... I think he literally got, like, obliterated by, like, some huge blast power bomb. Like, a bomb. Like, I think, like, a nuclear bomb.
So he got disintegrated.
He got disintegrated.
Okay.
He came back with quantum powers, where he could jump time... He was pretty much... I remember he was like, I need to keep this power for as long as I can.
He could be like Captain Atom.
Yeah. He was like a Captain Atom. So, we have to remember... Resurrection Man can keep coming back. Legion is human. He's a human being.
But an Omega-level mutant, though.
He is an Omega-level mutant, but say he comes back with these quantum powers, and for a split second, Legion says, oh, you came back to the... And he just explodes and disintegrates Legion. Legion's dead. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, I have a counterpoint. Now, since this guy has multiple personality disorders, and we haven't seen them all, I'm sure there's still one out there. What if he just imagined himself to be immortal? One of his personalities says, hey, I am immortal. And that literally is his power. He's just an immortal, you know...
Mind over matter.
Mind over matter.
Yeah.
You got another counterpoint there.
Well, if you're immortal... But words, he's immortal this in that time.
That
but he's not
personal.
Thinking about when he's a baby, if he's immortal. Nor could he think about that when he's a baby. Or at least from what we know.
Yeah.
So that would be irrelevant. He can be immortal during the present, but in the past, he's not going to be.
Okay. I hate to be that guy, but I swear to God, I hate to be that guy.
That was my first, and then Kevin convinced me, like, I'm thinking Legion, and then I convinced myself back to Resurrection Man, and now I'm starting to think your way of draw, too.
Okay, we can keep this going. What if Legion, one of another personality, just clones himself? Kind of like a multiple man, he can just make multiple, maybe just thinks about making multiple versions of himself.
Oh, shit.
And then moves over.
More, easier, more, simpler. God damn it, now I'm going back. Simpler. So yes, Legion is human, and Resurrection Man is something else, because he keeps coming back, and he will always come back. Legion has telepathy. He can just take over Mitch Shelley's brain and be like, go sit in that solitary confinement cell for like the rest of your life.
If he gets to that power before Mitch does.
Right.
Well, that's the thing though. That's my point. It's all about timing.
But Legion always has on call, at least I remember reading, he always had on call, whether it was a personality taking it over, pyrokinesis, telekinesis, and telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
So if he just, right, you know, if at one point, it's a draw. It's a fucking draw. Because Resurrection Man could always counteract a power that Legion has, and Legion can always use a power that he already has on call to just kind of put a silence or an end to. But you know what it is? Because it's not going to be a drag-out, like, fight battle. It's just literally who has the tactic.
Yeah.
The very first tactic that works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all timing. Timing's everything between these two.
Yeah. I'm going to look in and see if Resurrection Man would come up. I don't know if he'll say, but if he'll come up with more than one power at a time. Whenever Shelley is killed, he returns to life. This is from Wikipedia, by the way. With a different power or gift, as he often refers to it, that correlates in some way to his death. These range from minor, almost dismissive abilities, such as the changing of his skin color and making pyrotechnic butterflies, to the extraordinary, such as the ability to transform into a Hulk-like monster with a bulletproof hide. He can potentially become more powerful than any other superhero on Earth if he resurrects right. The source of his power appears to be nanites called tektites that permeate his body, although the Phantom Stranger claimed that Shelley had powers in previous lives. Whenever Shelley dies, the tektites will leave his body, consume biomatter from surrendering environment, and use that biomatter to rebuild Shelley's body. If I recall, wasn't he kind of immortal? Somewhat? Already? And did he not already have some type of abilities?
They were saying he was this guy called the Immortal Man,
mm-hmm.
but then they said he wasn't. But then he said he was his own thing. God. And I'm looking at, while you're doing that, I'm looking at Legion's powers, and it's off the charts now. Oh my God.
You see?
There's a whole lit. Oh my God.
You see?
Okay, so when I knew Legion, he had three. I'm looking at his powers now. Personalities. if you just go to his powers and then under powers, there's a whole subsection. This is Wikipedia for personalities. There's telepathy, telekinesis, pyrokinesis.
Reality warping.
Magic nickname. This given. He can warp time and reality. This one has Hulk-like super strength and increased muscle mass. This one is a punk rocker. He can channel sound blasts. Oh my god. There's one that's a centaur.
Like, right. So.
There's one that's a pirate that can belch an acid gas. Oh my. And this is personality number 762. There's 993. Oh my god. Okay, Legion's like my new favorite character. What the fuck?
See, now you understand where I'm coming from. There's a reason why he's called Legion.
Punkitus Jr. is a small cherub-like demon that can vomit an acidic substance.
So what? Like the pirate. The
fuck.
Why does he have two puke acid vomiting people?
There's one that's an unseen persona that has the power of astral harpoon projection. So somebody who's really into pirate shit and on the high seas.
Arg. So he has all these powers, and Mitch can create all these powers.
After death. So
after death, Mitch is immortal. Legion is a human. He's a mutant. So he's not immortal, right?
True.
So it could come down to the fact that if he died, he's not coming back. Unless he has a power of resurrection.
Of resurrection.
Although, well, technically,
in one of his characters.
Well, technically, he kind of did. Remember, the Age of Apocalypse technically killed him, and yet he returned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this one, I'm officially going to draw.
Draw?
I'm officially going to draw.
I'm going to draw, too. Yeah, it just seems like a battle that would just go to the end of time.
Okay.
Yeah. And then one of their powers would be in control.
And that's saying if they continue to fight over and over and over again. But I still stand with the fact that Mitch would eventually just want to leave.
Right.
And Legion's crazy enough that he wouldn't, because personality number one would disappear, and 24 hours into the fight, maybe. And then personality 997 would show up. And then that would last another 2 days. And then personality 764 would show up. You know what I mean? Like, he could go as long as his body would survive and take him. And Mitch can go as long as his body forever.
Right.
But it's going to come down to the mental state. And for Mitch, I think he's just going to be like, I'm leaving. I'm taking off.
Now, unfortunately, so, this does not apply to my chess versus checkers, as the other two do.
No. That's why I said erratic was the word that came to mind.
So you're saying Legion for sure?
Yeah, slight edge to Legion.
Slight edge to Legion. Jared,
I'm saying draw.
I'm saying draw as well. That's official. Let
us know in the comment section what you think. Am I stupid? Am I crazy? Or are these guys...
We were going to talk about other characters. We had another set for battle, but this... was so good.
Yeah,
so
we're gonna have to save that for
part
two.
We're gonna have a part two, guys. Yeah. So it's gonna be a doozy too. So just so you know. But this was great. Yeah. This was a lot of fun. I got to learn a lot more.
Good choice with the Legion Resurrection Man. I didn't think that was gonna delve up as much conversation as
makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's a good one. It certainly does. Just make sure to subscribe and check us out on YouTube and
rate and review all that stuff.
Support your local comic book shops.
Yes. And we'll see you at the comic shops.